This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get the Labor Department's jobs report for April in just over half an hour. The report for March was a grand disappointment, just 98,000 jobs added. Some economists do blame bad weather for that, but even if job creation rises back to the previous trend this spring and summer, it'll still fall short of what's needed for the supercharged employment boom that President Trump is promising. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
President Trump pledges that through tax cuts, better trade deals, and deregulation, the economy will generate 25 million new jobs over the next 10 years. That's 208,000 jobs a month on average. In the past year, the economy's averaged just 182,000, and even that's unlikely to continue, says analyst Carl Tannenbaum at Northern Trust.
Economies tend to slow down with age, and this expansion is approaching its eighth birthday. And secondly, we have 10,000 people every day that are transitioning into retirement.
And Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com says low unemployment is making it harder for employers to fill existing openings.
When the job market is tight, it can be that an employer is having a tough time finding an appropriate worker. Sometimes it's because the employer wants to only pay so much.
If employers do boost pay, some people who have dropped out of the workforce might be lured back in, pushing job growth to a higher level. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.